Thanks the guidance of God that He will once again help us this afternoon service. This afternoon we will share the topic, the one bag of water and a one well of water.
这是记在创世纪的21章。
This is recorded in Genesis chapter 21.
神选召了亚伯拉罕，叫他离开自己的家乡。
God elected Abraham and asked him to depart from his hometown.
神应许给他很多的福气。
God granted him many blessings.
神说要让那祖孙很多，好像天上的星，地上的沙。
He said that his descendant will be as numerous as the stars in heaven and the sands on the earth.
让他的祖孙能够在巴勒斯坦那边建立他们的国家。
So that his descendants will establish their nations at the area of the Palestine.
第三个应许就是所有世界上的万民都要因为亚伯拉罕来得到福气。
And the second blessing is that all the people of this world will be blessed through Abraham.
因为神要赐大福给亚伯拉罕，让他带给世人得福。
Because God will shower Abraham with many blessings, and in turn, he will bless all the people.
当然，亚伯拉罕他就遵照神的命令，离开家乡，他慢慢的来到了迦南地，在那边聚居。
And of course, Abraham departed from his homeland and he came to the land of Canaan.
那时间呢，一天一天，一年一年的过。
And so time after time, day after day, the time passed.
已经十几年过去了，但是亚伯拉罕连一个儿子都没有。
And it's already 10 plus years of decades have passed, but yet Abraham still have his still without a son.
所以他就接受他妻子撒拉的建议啊，娶了一个使女叫做夏甲。
And so he accepted his wife's Sarah's suggestion to marry one of the maidservants.
所以人软弱的时候，想用人的方法来成就神的应许。
And when he was weak, he wanted to use man's method to fulfill God's promise.
那因为人的错误啊，所以招来很多的那个不好的后果。
But because of men's wrong decisions that it carry many wrong bad consequences. And then this family lost their peace.
因为夏甲一怀孕啊，他就看不起他的祖母，主人的太太。
Because when Sarah, when Hagar was conceived, she looked down on her master.
撒拉可能就管教他，所以夏甲就逃跑了。
And maybe that Sarah had punished her, and therefore she escaped.
后来天使叫夏甲说：“你还要回去，你既然是婢女啊，你要服在主人的手下。”
And angel said to Hagar that she has to return to be under her master.
神应许说要让他的祖孙呐成为大国。
And that God have promised that. This descendant of Ishmael will be a great nation.
后来到了神所应许的时间到了。
And when the time comes,
结果撒拉就怀孕为亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
Sarah also conceived and gave birth to Abraham.
这个是在人来看是不可能的。
And this two men is not impossible.
因为亚伯拉罕已经100岁了。
Because Abraham is already 100 years old.
撒拉已经90岁了。
And Sarah is already 90 years old.
说他们生育的年龄啊，老早就过去了。
That their time for birth is already passed.
但是我们知道神的应许是不会落空的。
But we know that God's promise will never be in vain.
我们来看创世纪21章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 21.
第二节。
Verse 2.
创世纪21章第二节。
Genesis 21 verse 2.
当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。第三节。
Verse 3.
亚伯拉罕给撒拉所生的儿子起名叫以撒。第四节。
Verse 4.
以撒生下来第八天，亚伯拉罕照着神的吩咐给以撒行了割礼。第五节。Verse
5.
他儿子以撒生的时候，亚伯拉罕100岁。 第六节，第六节，撒拉说啊，神使我喜笑，凡听见的必与我一同喜笑。第七节，又说谁能够预先对亚伯兰说，撒拉要乳养婴孩呢？因为在他年老的时候，我给他生了一个儿子啊。哦，啊，这里讲到说啊，神本来老早跟他应许呀，要借着撒拉为他生一个儿子。
Here it says that God have already promised Abraham that he will have a son through Sarah.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉，他们曾经失掉信心。
And Abraham and Sarah once long time ago that they've lost their
faith. 才想到用人的方法要来成就神的应许。
And they thought to use men's method to fulfill God's promise.
但是这是神不喜悦的。
But this was not pleasing to God.
不过让我们知道说啊，神的应许啊，绝对不会落空。
But we know that God's promise will never be in vain.
所以圣经里面说啊，人跟人之间呐，有时候我们跟人家约定的事情或定的契约呀，有时候我们会失信啊，会违背我们的诺言。
Sometimes human beings will break their own promises or contracts.
但是神永远呐，是可信的，因为他不会违背自己所讲的话。
But God will never go back on His own words.
所以保罗说啊，神的应许不管有多少啊，都是实在的，都是阿门的。
So Abraham says that all the blessings from God is always in promise and guaranteed.
因为神不会说谎话，神说的话一定会实现。
God will never lie, that whatever He said will always come true.
虽然经过了几十年、几百年，但是神的话语最后还是应验了。
Maybe after many decades or even centuries, but God's word will come true.
要不然75岁的时候，神跟他讲，他要 得到很多的祖孙。
God said to Abraham when he was 75 years old that he will have many descendants.
当人已经越来越没有希望的时候，
But when man is faced with no more hope,
但是亚伯拉罕经过神的考验，他慢慢的对神亦有信心。
But Abraham continued to have faith towards God.
所以最后他相信神的应许一定能够成就。
And he believed that God's promise will be fulfilled.
结果在100岁的时候，神真的让他的应许实现了。
Therefore, when he was at 100 years old, that God's promise was
fulfilled. 撒拉为他生了一个儿子。
So Sarah bore him a son.
他们把这个孩子起名叫做以撒。So
they named this son Isaac.
以撒的意思就是喜笑。And
the meaning of Isaac is laughter.
所以撒拉不是以前在帐篷里面偷偷的笑，怎么有可能呢？
So Sarah once laughed inside the tent with unbelief.
他说现在神为他成就了大事。
But now God has fulfilled His promise.
所以神除去了他的羞辱，让他喜笑。
That God has taken away his embarrassment and gave her
laughter. 所有听到的人跟他一样的欢喜的微笑。
So all those that have heard about this laugh with her.
撒拉说啊，谁能够事先呢，对亚伯拉罕说他会生养儿女呢？
That he and Sarah says, who will say to Abraham that he will have a son in his old age?
但是在人都是不能的，唯有在神却无所不能。
To man, it might be impossible, but to God, it is always possible.
因为真的在他90岁的时候，为亚伯拉罕生了以撒。
And truly, at her 90th year age, that she bore a son to Abraham.
所以他们真的很喜乐啊。 所以把他起名叫以撒。And
truly, they were very joyful and happy that they named him Isaac.
后来这个孩子就慢慢长大了。And
so this child grew.
所以到了断奶的时候，他们很高兴，就预备了一个大宴席，请了很多的客人。And
on the day that he was to be weaned, they held a feast.
在这当中就发生了一些事情。And
during that time, there were some problems arise.
我们看创世纪21章第8节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 21, verse 8.
21章第8节。
21 verse 8.
说孩子渐渐长大，就断了奶。 以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕设摆丰盛的宴席。第九节。
Verse nine。
当时撒拉看见埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子喜笑。第十节。
Verse ten。
就对亚伯拉罕说啊，你把这个使女和他的儿子赶出去，因为这个使女的儿子不可以我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。十一节。
Verse 11。
亚伯拉罕因为儿子的缘故啊，就很忧愁啊。这里讲到说，这个应许的儿子以撒慢慢长大了。
So here it says that the promised child Isaac is growing.
他说亚伯拉罕很高兴啊，就设摆筵席啊，请一些啊亲友啊在那边跟他们一起欢乐。
And so Abraham was so joyful that he held a great feast and invited many friends and relatives.
那结果那个夏甲为亚伯拉罕所生的儿子以实玛利啊，说在那边喜笑。可能因为他年纪大，就去作弄那个小儿子以撒了。
And so Sarah saw that Ishmael, born from Hagar, was mocking the child.
啊，所以这个撒拉心里很不舒服啊。
And so Sarah was not comfortable.
所以他就叫亚伯拉罕说：“你把这个使女跟他的儿子啊，把他赶出去。”
So she told Abraham to get rid of that slave woman and her son.
啊，亚伯拉罕就感到很忧愁啊。
And so Abraham was distressed.
那所以让我们知道说啊。亚伯拉罕因为用人力血气的方法生了这个以实玛利。
So we know that Abraham, through the method of men, he bore a son.
所以因为这个孩子让他带来了忧愁。
And because of the son, it brought him distress.
实际上我们人所做的事情啊，都有一个后果。
So in reality, whatever we do, we will have its consequence.
所以圣经里面说，你种什么，将来就会收什么。
And because the Bible says that whatever you plant, you shall reap.
顺从情欲撒种的，就会收败坏。
So therefore, if we sow with our flesh, fleshy desires, then it will reap.
顺从圣灵撒种的，将来就能够得永生。
If we sow with Holy Spirit, then we will reap with eternal life.
因为亚伯拉罕曾经失掉信心。
Because Abraham once ago that he lost his faith.
所以一时啊，接纳那个撒拉的建议，娶了夏甲。
And he had accepted Sarah's suggestion to marry.
所以这个为以色列百姓啊留下来一个多妻的不好的例子。
So this gave a bad example to the Israelites of multiple
marriages. 也让亚伯拉罕的应许的儿子跟这个人力血气的儿子啊世代为仇啊，一直相争到现在。
It also created disharmony between Abraham's promised son and this son born out of flesh.
所以我们知道说这个以色列跟阿拉伯的问题啊，几千年来啊，这个问题没有办法解决。
So we see that Israelites nation and all its neighboring nations are always in fight for thousands of years.
因为圣经里面说啊，他们世代为仇啊，永怀仇恨啊。这个仇恨是不会消掉的。
Because the Bible says that they have bore hatred for each other for thousands of years, and that will never go away.
而且最后啊，世界也要因为以阿的问题引起来，最后整个世界会结束掉。
And it will the end of the world will actually come out of the Middle East.
所以让我们知道说啊，因为人力血气呀。人的错误，结果造成非常大的、很深远的影响。
We see that because of the wrong decisions of the Abraham, that it will have bad consequences.
所以让我们知道说，我们所做的事情啊，往往会影响到我们自己的一生，影响到我们的祖孙后代。
So sometimes what we decide will influence ourselves, not only that, but also our decisions.
人引起的错误啊，没有办法推卸责任的。
That whatever we have done and decide cannot be blamed on others.
结果亚伯拉罕因为他所曾经犯过的一个错误啊，让他带来很大的后遗症啊，让他感到相当的忧愁。
And because of the wrong decision that Abraham made, that it brought him distress.
因为他失掉信心啊，没有坚持神的应许。
And because he had lost his faith and he did not hold fast to God's
promise. 因为凭着人意血气啊, 结果做错了事情,
because he had done, made a wrong decision with many desires.
所以让他因为这个事情啊,感到非常的忧愁,
and because of this concern that he was distressed.
我让我们知道啊, 神曾经对亚伯拉罕说啊, 亚伯拉罕会有两种祖孙。
And the Bible says that Abraham will have two types of descendants.
说他的祖孙要像天上的星，又像地面上的沙。
Because it says his descendants will be like the numbers of the stars in heaven and the sands on earth.
也就是他的祖孙当中啊，有的是属天的，好像星星一样。
And so it means that some of his descendants will be belonging to the heaven.
星是高挂在空中啊，普照这个黑暗的世界。
Because these stars are in heaven, and it has its light to shine on this world.
啊，在黑暗当中啊，它不断的发出它的光耀来。
And it will illuminate in the darkness.
啊，地上的沙是指着属地上的、属世俗的。 啊，是污秽的，让人践踏的。
The sands of the earth represents those that are belonging to the world, that are of the world and that are lowest form of the world.
啊，所以这是一表啊，两种不一样的亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
And so these are two symbolic meaning of the two descendants of Abraham.
一个是属血气、属人力的。
One is belong to the fleshy desires of man.
一个是按照神的应许所生的。
The other is born out of the promise of God.
啊，其实也是代表两种不一样的宗教信仰。
It also represents two different religious religions in this world.
一个是属血气，一个是属灵的。
One belongs to a flesh, and the other belongs to the spirit.
我们来看加拉太书的第四章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章
Galatians chapter 4
加拉太书四章二十四节
Galatians chapter 4 verse 24
我们从22节看
Well, let's read from verse 22
加拉太书四章二十二节
Chapter 4 verse 22
因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子 一个是使你生的，一个是住主的妇人生的，23节。23。然后那使你所生的是按着血气生的，那住主的妇人所生的是凭着应许生的，24节。24。这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两约，一约是主出于西乃山生主为奴，乃是夏甲，25节。
25。这下甲两注是指着亚伯拉罕的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类，因为耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的。26节。26。但那在上的耶路撒冷是住主的，他是我们的母。保罗在这里谈到说啊，这个两个妇人啊，就是。
两种亚伯拉罕的祖孙。And
here Paul mentioned that there are two women, and they also have two descendants of Abraham.
因为夏甲她是一个使女，她是按着血气生了以实玛利这些后代。And
because Hagar is of a slave, and therefore her son was born in ordinary.
所以在旧约时代有。 以撒的后代，还有以实玛利的后代。So
in the Old Testament, there is the descendant of Isaac, and there are descendants of Ishmael.
以撒是按照应许所生的神的儿女。Isaac
was born through promise of God and the sons of God.
亚伯拉罕，这个夏甲所生的以实玛利的祖孙呐，说这个就是主着阿拉伯啊。 这些啊，神的儿，这个亚伯拉罕的儿女。And
the descendant of Ishmael, born out of the slave girl Hagar, they are the Arabians.
所以在旧约时代是主着以撒所的祖孙呐、啊，这个属世上的以色列人跟这个阿拉伯的祖孙。
And so in the Old Testament, Isaac's descendants are the people of God, and Ishmael's are the Arabians' descendants.
那保罗说, 这又是主着两约,
but also Paul says that here it prefigures two covenants, and so in the Old Testament, it includes the Old Jerusalem and Mount Sinai in Arabia.
啊, 所生的儿女是为奴的,
and there the children are of slaves.
唯有新约时代, 啊, 所生的这个神的儿女啊, 这属灵的以色列人, 这才是天上耶路撒冷所生的, 是应许所生的儿女。
Only in the New Testament that the children of God are born out of Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem of the heaven in the heaven.
所以旧约的以色列民啊, 他们也是在神的律法之下。
And so the Israelites in the Old Testament are still under the law of God.
啊, 虽然他们称为神的选民,
although they are called the chosen people of God.
啊, 但是啊, 他们啊, 生下来是, 啊, 仆人的身份。
But when they are born, they are born as a slavery.
所以我们说啊, 旧约时代, 神的灵在他们的工作啊, 啊, 神要他们工作, 就圣灵给他们。
So in the Old Testament, when God chose them to work for Him, He will send Holy Spirit to help, to give them strength.
啊,工作完了,
and after they finish the task, then God will receive back the
Holy Spirit. And
that's why we call them the spirit of works or the spirit of slaves.
所以旧约的选民啊是仆人的身份。
And so the in the Old Testament, the chosen people are have the status of a servant. But in the New Testament, after God completed His salvation, and after we believe in God, we get baptized, God's blood will wash away our sin. After we are baptized into Christ, that we are called the sons of God.
所以我们既然是神的儿子，所以神就差他儿子的灵住在我们身上。
And since we are the sons of God, that therefore God's spirit will dwell in us.
所以我们就可以直接称呼天上的神。 为我们的父亲,
then we'll be able to call our Heavenly Father in heaven, Father.
那所以新约的选民跟旧约不一样, 就是我们现在是儿子的身份。
So the difference between the chosen people in the Old Testament and New Testament is that we have the status of a son.
那所以说啊, 做仆人的就是很怕主人啊, 啊, 战战兢兢啊, 来服侍主人。
So the servants are to serve the master.
啊，那儿子跟父亲呢是很亲密的，啊，是很的很喜乐的心呐，啊，跟父亲来相见。
And son and the father is a very close relationship that they are able to commune when in happiness.
啊，所以说啊，我们现在是应许的，真的是应许的神的儿女。
Therefore, we say that we are truly the promised children of God.
啊，说这个在上的耶路撒冷，就是神的教会，就是我们的母。
And this Jerusalem that is above, which is our mother, is a church.
啊，所以我们受洗以后啊，归入神的教会，这个教会就是我们的母亲呐，啊，把我们生下来，让我们成为神的儿女。So
after we're baptized, we belong to this church, which is our father.
啊，所以这里就谈到啊，两种不一样的亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
And therefore, here it talks about two different types of descendants of Abraham.
一个是属世的、属血气的、地上的亚伯拉罕祖孙。
One belongs to the flesh, it belongs to this world, the children of Abraham.
另外一个就是属灵的真以色列人。
The other children of Abraham is the true Israelites.
啊，所以我们今天啊, 借着相信耶稣归入基督以后啊, 我们成为
So today, through believing in Christ and baptizing Christ, that we will become the true Israelites.
啊，我们看一下加拉太书第三章二十七节。
Turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
加拉太书三章二十七节。Galatians
chapter 3, verse 27.
说你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。28节。28. 并不分犹太人、希利尼人、住主的、为奴的、破男妇女。 因为你们在基督耶稣里面都成为义啦，29节。29。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯兰的后裔，照着应许承受产业啦。我们本来啊，我们不是犹太人，跟神应许的各样的约啊是无关的。
Originally, we are not a Jew, therefore we have no part in God's promise.
啊，因为现在主耶稣的救恩完成了，把我们能够带到神的面前来。
But because Jesus has completed His salvation plan, therefore He was able to bring us in front of God.
啊，所以我们今天相信耶稣，受洗归入耶稣基督，啊，就成为神的儿女了。So
today we believe in Christ, we baptize into Christ, and we become the children of God.
啊，所以我们都是亚伯拉罕。 真正的属灵的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We are the true spiritual descendant of Abraham.
要来承受神应许给亚伯拉罕祖孙的福气。
And we will inherit the promise that God has given to Abraham to his descendants.
这个加拉太书第四章里面又谈到这两种不一样的宗教信仰。
And so in Galatians chapter 4, it also talked about these two different religions.
一个是应许所生的真正神的儿女。One
is a born from the promise, which is the true children of God.
这是按照主耶稣的教训，真正受洗，能够赦罪，有神给我们应许的圣灵来身上证明我们真是他的儿女的。And
these are the ones that truly believe in God and baptize and to receive the Holy Spirit to testify that we are the children of God.
这个是属灵的真正的亚伯拉罕的后裔。These
are the spiritual, true spiritual descendant of Abraham.
虽然有很多人也是在信耶稣。And
of course, there are many that believe in Christ too.
但是不是按照主耶稣的教训来，是凭着人意血气的。
However, they did not follow the teachings of Christ.
所以没有神的印记在他们身上。
Therefore, they don't have the mark of God on them.
所以这个就不是真正的神的儿女了。
So therefore, they are not the true children of God.
另外说到这个属血气的在先。
And also, it mentioned that the border of flesh comes first.
以撒玛利先生下来，大概经过了14、15年以后，以撒才生下来。Ishmael
was born first, and after 14-15 years, then Isaac was born.
说这个属血气的又逼迫属灵的。And
so these that are born of the flesh will persecute those are born of the promise.
当时可能撒拉看到这个以撒玛利。
And that's why when Sarah saw how Ishmael mocks Isaac,
以撒才两三岁，以撒玛利已经15、16岁了。
Maybe so we could see that Isaac is only a toddler, and Ishmael is already a teenager.
所以我们在世上也常常看到属血气的常常会欺侮属灵的。
And we'll see that those who are belong to the flesh will always oppress those that belong to the spirit. And those belong to the flesh will come first before those that belong to the spirit. And so from worldly success point of view, we'll see that those belong to the flesh might have better success.
好像该隐的后代，都是各样。
Like the descendant of Cain, that they were very successful in the world.
说光明之主往往比不上这个今世之主。
But the sons of the light often is not better than the sons of the flesh.
结果属血气的该隐就把属灵的
For example, Cain, who is of this world, of the flesh, killed Abel. So oftentimes those who are of the flesh will oppress the people of the spirit. For example, Abel killed
Cain.
And David was oppressed by Saul.
历代很多的先知、异人、敬畏神的人也受逼迫、受害。
We see many workers of God in the history were also oppressed by others.
这就是我们在世界上常常会看到的一些现象。
And these are signs that we will often see in this world.
但是到那个结果呢？结果怎么样呢？
But let's look at what is the result.
说最后啊，死血气的要被赶出去。
At the end, those that belong to the flesh will be cast out, for they cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
因为以实玛利是血气人的生的，所以最后被赶出去，没有办法在这个家里面承受产业。
Ishmael was born of the flesh, therefore he will be cast out of the house and cannot receive the inheritance.
唯有真正应许所生的儿女才是真的儿女。
Only those who are sons that are born of the promise that will be true children.
才能够承受产业,
and that they will be able to inherit inheritance.
所以保罗说我们好像以撒一样,
therefore, Paul says that we're just like Isaac.
是凭着应许所生的真正的神的儿女,
that we are born of the promise and the true children of God.
因为主耶稣的宝血把我们赦罪了。
But because God's blood forsaken us, forgive our sin, that God, Jesus Christ, have accepted us as his children. Because Jesus Christ has marked us with his Holy Spirit to testify that we are his children.
既然是他的儿女啊，我们就能够承受天上的产业。
Since we're the children of God, therefore we will receive the inheritance in heaven.
所以圣灵又给我们印记啊。 作为我们承受天国产业的凭据。
Holy Spirit will be our sign to receive the inheritance in heaven.
所以我们要检查一下我们是不是真正的神的儿女。
So we need to examine ourselves whether we are truly the children of God.
我们是不是有神给我们的印记在我们身上。
Do we have the mark of the Holy Spirit in us?
既然我们是神的儿女呢，我们就靠圣灵行事，我们不凭血气行事。
Since we are the children of God, we need to do according to the Holy Spirit and not of our flesh.
我们既然是神的儿女，就要成为天上的星啊。
Since we are the children of God, therefore we should be like stars in heaven to shine on this dark world.
就不要成为流荡的星啊，被风飘荡啊，就失落掉了。
And we should not drift like the drifting stars with wind.
所以这里谈到啊，亚伯拉罕有两种祖孙。
So here it talks about two descendants of Abraham.
我们再看回来创世纪21章14节。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 21 verse 14.
我们看12节。
Let's look at verse 12.
21章12节。
Genesis 21 verse 12.
神对亚伯拉罕说，你不要因为这个童子和你的使女忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话，你都该听从，因为从以撒生的。 才要称为你的后裔，所以神很清楚跟亚伯拉罕讲，你本身所生的，从撒拉生的，才是你的后裔。So
God said to Abraham that only the son that is born out of you and Sarah will be your descendant.
所以唯有这个应许所生的。
Only this offspring of the promise will inherit the inheritance.
所以这个使女所生的，就是人力血气生的，就要离开这个家里。
And therefore, this boy, born out of this maidservant, will need to leave this house.
不过这个以实玛利也是亚伯拉罕肉体的儿女。
And Ishmael is also the son born out of Abraham.
同样，神还是看顾他，所以要让他成为一个国度。
And so God also looked after Ishmael to give him a great to become a great nation.
后来亚伯拉罕就按照神的吩咐，就把夏甲和以实玛利请他们。
And so Abraham followed God's commandment, instruction, and asked Hagar and Ishmael to leave the house.
我们看14节,
Let's look at verse 14.
21章14节,
21 verse 14.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，拿了饼和一皮带水, 给夏甲搭在他的肩头上，又把孩子交给他，打发他走了。夏甲就走了，在别示巴的旷野走迷了路。15节，皮带的水用尽了，夏甲把孩子背在小树底下。16节，16节，自己走开，也有一箭之缘。 相对而坐，说我不忍见孩子死啊，就相对而坐，放声大哭啊。亚伯拉罕呢，要把夏甲、以实玛利请他们离开的时候，When
Abraham asked Hagar and Ishmael to leave，
因为以实玛利也算是他的儿子啊。Because
Ishmael is also his son，
啊，虽然神说啊要让他出去。And
so although God instruct Abraham to let them go.
所以他也尽到他最大的能力啊，给他预备了一些饼。So
he also prepared some food.
带了一皮一袋的水。And
also a skin of water.
放在这个夏甲的肩头上啊，叫他们带走。And
gave them to Hagar, asked him to take them.
后来说这个夏甲啊，走到别示巴以后啊，就在旷野当中迷路了。
And then Hagar, she came to the desert of Beersheba and got lost.
这个夏甲因为她是埃及人啊,
Hagar, we know that she was the Egyptian.
所以可能她往南走啊，想要回到埃及去。
So she walked towards the south. I think she wanted to go back to Egypt.
但是那个是一个相当大的旷野地。
But that there is a great desert plain.
结果因为没有方向啊，就迷路了。And
because she lost her directions and she got lost there.
在那个野地当中啊，根本没有什么生存的条件。So
she got lost in and wandered in the desert.
是一个非常大的沙漠。It
was a great desert.
相当的可怕啊，又没有水。
Is also very frightening, and they don't have food and no water.
所以在那个野地当中迷路了，根本没有办法生活下去。And
they got lost in that great desert and could not live any longer.
当然他们带出来的饼跟水啊，很快就吃掉了。Of
course, they had depleted all their food and water.
面对那个很大的旷野啊，他们现在已经啊。 没有生存的希望了。And
they look at that great desert and they lost hope of survival.
所以两个人很绝望的就坐在那里痛哭啊。So
so without any hope, they sat looking at each other and sobbed.
他说我不忍心啊，看到我的儿子啊就这样死掉了。And
she said that I cannot bear to watch my boy die.
他说让我们知道说啊。 人再多的帮助啊，但是最后都好像一皮带水一样。And
no matter how much we help, it's just like a skin of water.
一下子啊就用完了。That
it will be depleted very quick.
原来的帮助真的相当的有限。That
the help of human beings are very limited.
所以圣经里面说啊，如果我们光想要依靠人的帮助。So
the Bible says that if we're only to rely on humans' help.
我们的帮助真的很有限。
And our help will be very limited.
我们看耶利米书的17章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17.
第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5.
耶利米书17章的第五节。
Chapter 17 verse 5.
17章第五节。
Chapter 17 verse 5.
神主说啊，依靠人血肉的膀臂。 心中离弃神的那人是有福啦，第六节。Verse 6，因为他像沙漠的杜松，不见福乐来到，就要住在旷野干旱之地，没有人居住的简地呀。所以一个人如果没有了神的帮助，So
here it says that if a man is without the help of God，
就好像那个沙漠的杜松一根小树啊，在干旱当中啊，长不大，因为没有水。
And it will be just like a bush in the wasteland that it will not be able to grow large because there's no water.
所以人离开了神啊，人真的是没有什么真正的 盼望。
So if man departs from God, then we are hopeless.
所以我们很需要神的帮助。
And therefore we need the help of God.
继续看17章的第七节。
Let's continue to read verse 7.
耶利米书17章的第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 7.
说依靠真神，用真神做苦靠的那个人是有福的。 第八节。
Verse 8.
他要像树木栽在水旁，在河边扎根。 炎热来到并不惧怕，业主能必清脆，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。这里讲到说，你如果能够找到神，有神做你的依靠。
Here it says that if we are able to find God and trust God,
那就好像一棵非常茂盛的树木。
Then we'll be like a tree that is. Blooming.
因为它好像栽在那个溪水旁一样。
Because it is planted by the water.
所以不断流水分、养分来供给它。
There will be constant water and nutrition to make it grow.
就是干旱的时候，河里面的水照样能够供应它。
It will not fear heat and when heat comes.
所以外在的干旱啊、炎热啊，对他一点都没有影响。
He would not fear if there is years of drought because nothing will affect him.
他的叶子还是很清脆，还是不断的结果子。Is
that its leaves will always be green and always bears fruits.
所以让我们知道说啊，只要晓得依靠神的人，还只有依靠人的人。 还有那个晓得依靠神的是完全不一样的。So
we know that those who only rely on men and those that rely on God are two different people.
人的帮助都好像一皮带水一样，虽然有帮助，但是那个帮助很有限。
Men's help is just like a skin of water that it is very limited.
那神啊，那是活水泉啊。 它可以源源不绝的供应我们。
But however, God is a living spring that it will provide us water all the time.
所以夏甲跟以实玛利，他们的水用完了，饼吃完了，结果就在那边痛哭啊。So
when Hagar and Ishmael, they depleted all the food and water, they sat and sobbed.
这个神听见了这个童子的声音啊。 他说神的天使就出现了，来呼叫夏甲。Here
it says that God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called out to Hagar.
所以让我们知道说，神是看顾人的神。So
here it also tells us God looked after us.
当人在绝望的时候，呼求啊，神就看见了，神的帮助就来到了。When
we are hopeless, then we cry out to God, then God's help will come.
神对夏甲说：“你不要怕，把你的孩子抱在怀里。”And
God's angel said to Hagar, "Do not be afraid." And
因为神曾经应许说：“要给夏甲的儿子，也要成为大国。”To
lift up the boy and take him in your hand, for God have granted him that he will give him great nation.
而这个其实啊，在夏甲怀孕的时候，神就应许他了。
Truly, that when Hagar was conceived of this child, God already gave him that promise.
说叫他回到祖母的属下。
That to return back to her to a master.
然后将来生了孩子，叫他起名叫做以实玛利。
And to give him the name of Ishmael.
因为神会看顾他，要让他的祖孙啊，另外成为一个国度。
For God will take care of him and to make him into a great nation.
那个时候，夏甲才曾经说过：“哇，我看到了那个看顾人的神啊。”
And Hagar at that time said that I have seen the God that take care of men.
所以他在痛苦当中啊，神曾经跟他显现，应许他，祝福给他。
And in her sorrow, that God have appeared to her before and have gave her the promise.
但是他现在出来以后啊。 遇到了困境啊，就感到绝望了，就输掉信心了。
And now that she has been cast away, that she is without hope.
所以人常常在软弱当中啊，我们就对神失掉信心。
And so men, oftentimes in our weakness, we will lose our faith towards God.
忘记了神的应许。
We forget God and we forget God's promise.
但是人虽然会忘记神啊，但是神永远不会忘记。
Although men will sometimes forget God, but God will never forget us.
所以当人在困境当中，神就出现了，神就安慰他，然后给他，为他开了出路来。So
when man is in trouble, God will appear to him and to open up a way for him.
所以我们的神啊，真是看顾人的神。
So our God is truly one that looks after us.
所以神就安慰夏甲说：“你不要哭，你把你儿子抱着，我要让你的祖孙成为大国。”And
therefore God said to comforted Hagar and tell her to lift the boy up and take him in the hand, and I will make him a great nation.
我们看回来，创世纪21章的19节。
Let's turn back to Genesis 21 verse 19.
21章19节。
21 verse 19.
说神使夏甲的眼睛明亮，他就看见了一口水井，便去将皮带盛满了水给童子喝。20节。20。神把这个童子，他就渐渐长大，住在旷野，成了弓箭手。21节。21。他住在巴兰的旷野，他母亲从埃及地啊，给他娶了一个妻子啊。哦，这里讲到说。 后来神就让夏甲的眼睛明亮。Here
says that God opened Hagar's eyes.
这让我们知道说啊，人忘记神，但是神没有忘记他。Here
reminded us that man might forget God, but God will never forget us.
人忘掉了神的应许啊，但是神是守约啊，施慈爱的神。We
might forget God's promise, but God will always hold fast to His own promise.
他的应许啊，永远不会忘记。He
will never forget His promise.
所以他是让我们信实可靠的神呐，我们不应当对他失落了信心。And
therefore, we could truly rely on Him and not lose faith in Him.
那在结婚的时候，神说让他眼睛明亮。And
at her hopeless state that God opened her eyes.
结果她就看到了一口活水井。Then
she saw a well of water.
我们知道在旷野当中的人啊，阿拉米西亚就是有水井。In
the desert, the most precious thing is a well of water.
在那么有水的地方啊，他们就可以活下去。Wherever
there is water, then they could live and survive.
干旱没有水的地方啊，人就绝望，没有办法生活。
When there's drought, there's no water, then people will be without hope.
到底是本来就有一口水井在那里呢?
Was it that there is already a well of water there?
可能啊，这个夏甲当时啊眼睛迷糊啦，啊心灵的眼睛啊又看不见的。Maybe
Hagar's eyes were clouded and she could not see that well.
所以她没有发现说那里有一口水井。Therefore,
she did not see that there is a well of water there.
或者是本来没有水井，神也可以让她有一口水井在那里。Or
even that originally there was no well of water, but God could make a create a well of water there.
因为人在绝望当中，神总有办法为人开出出路来的。Because
in our despair, that God will always open up a way for us.
从来没有路了，神都可以让他开一条甘路，让以色列人走过去。Even
if there is a dead end, that God will still open up a new way for the Israelites to cross over.
所以，那我们知道说。 神如果跟我们同在啊，任何的困难啊，都难不倒我们。So
this teaches us that if God is abides with us, then that we shall not fear of any.
但是人常常因为神实际上跟我们同在，我们就看不见他。But
unfortunately, when God abides with us, we often don't see Him.
因为我们的眼睛啊迷糊了，看不到神的恩典。
Because our eyes are dim and clouded that we cannot see the grace of God. So when Hagar's eyes were opened, that she saw a well of water. So she was able to fill the skin with water. And now that they have water, then they will be able to survive in the desert. And so God was with this boy and he grew. And he became an archer.
然后父亲，因为他母亲又从埃及为他找来一个妻子，所以他们就在那边生存下来。
And then Hagar got him a wife from Egypt, and they lived there, they dwell in that desert.
这个以实玛利亚就是现在阿拉伯人的祖先呢。And
so Ishmael is the ancestor of the people of Arab. And they came from his descendants. So God truly blessed him that he have a great nation. So we need to have faith in God and also ask God to open our spiritual eyes. So that we could truly know God. So the Bible says that God is the one that gives us hope.
人如果没了神啊，人生你在富足啊，啊在高的地位啊，很多的财富，最后还是归零。
If a man is without God, no matter how much wealth you accumulate in this world, it will always end.
人没有了神以后啊，人没有办法做什么的。
If man is without God, that he cannot do much.
那我们知道我们的神啊，他是真正的生命的活水泉。
And we know that this God, our God is a living spring of water.
好像那个井水一样啊，你一直取啊，啊就取之不尽啊，用之不绝的。
That you could keep on drawing water from this living water.
啊，他可以做我们真实的依靠跟帮助。
And he could be our true reliance and help.
啊，让我们真的好像在那个溪水旁一样啊，不断的。 有养分水分不断的供应我们。
That we're just like planted on the living water on the side of the river that we will have constant water and nutrition.
啊，让我们的生命永远活泼，永远旺盛。
That our life will always be prosperous and alive.
所以说，信靠神的人呐，啊，绝对不会羞愧的。
And therefore, those that believe in God will not be ashamed.
啊，所以我们最后看以弗所书第一章。
Let's lastly turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
16节。
Verse
16. 以弗所书一章16节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16.
说就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。十七节，17节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，18节，18节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛啊，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。 他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，19节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。保罗说，我们要求神的灵充满我们。And
Paul says that we need to ask the Spirit of God to fill in us.
因为这个圣灵叫做世人智慧跟启示的灵。
Because this spirit is a spirit that of wisdom and revelation.
啊，会把我们那个属灵的眼睛啊，把它们打开。
And it will open up our spiritual eyes.
啊，让我们真正的认识神。
And that we may truly know Him.
让我们看到神呼召我们要给我们的赏赐何等的伟大。
To see the great riches of His glory and inheritance that He prepared for us.
能力要彰显在我们身上，是超过我们所求所想的。
And the power that will work in us is beyond our comprehension.
所以我们一定要有属灵的眼光，才能够真正看到我们这个信仰的宝贵跟价值。
And therefore, we truly need to have a spiritual eyesight to see the true value of our life.
人的努力啊，人的帮助就是一皮带水。
Man's help is only a skin of water.
但是我们的神是一口生命的活水泉。
But our God is a living spring water.
他带给我们源源不绝的福气跟恩典。
He will give us constant blessing and grace.
我们来唱诗513首。
Let us sing hymn 513.
513.
513.